Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited because we are getting ready to step into promotion time. Yes, that'd be August 1st through the 15th on the Gregorian calendar. It's right in the middle of the Hebrew month of Av. This is an important time because we will enter into the Hebrew month of Av starting on Friday, July 25th at sundown. So this is an opportunity for us to begin to move into the realms of faith. Come on, this is next level faith time. The doors of destiny are being opened for you. We are currently in what's called Between the Straits, or this is the time between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av. The 17th of Tammuz is remembered in Exodus chapter 32 as the tragic day that the Israelites decided to worship a golden calf. Moses was up on the mountain with the Lord receiving the law, and because there was about a 40-day period of time while he was up there, the people began to become impatient. They didn't want to wait any longer. They kept seeing Moses as a voice of God. They had forgotten their identity, and then they began to live in a space of fear, and they built the golden calf. Memories of Egypt rose up. It's between that day and the 9th of Av, which is considered to be the most calamitous day in history. It is a day in which two temples were destroyed. 586 and 70 AD were two times that the temple was destroyed, as well as there were multiple calamities that took place that day. So it's a full day of mourning and fasting and praying in Israel. But one of the greatest atrocities of that day, we remember from Numbers chapter 13 and 14. That was the day that God asked the Israelites through Moses. He said, "Go and tell my people to seek out the land." He said, "I want them to search the land. I want them to see my goodness. I want them to see the promised land." And so there were 12 spies that were sent over. And when they all came back, 10 of them had an evil report, the word says. And they declared that the giants were in the land and that they were grasshoppers in their own sight. And so therefore, they could not take the land. But what they missed was the revelation from Numbers chapter 13, verse 1, where the Lord says, "I want to give you this land." So all they needed to do was to see the blessing of God, to grab a hold of the goodness of God. See, God said, "Go and search out the land," because he wanted them to see for themselves his goodness. And when they would see his goodness, it should have caused their faith to rise to new levels, so that they could believe that because God is so good and God is so great and this land represents him, that they too should be receivers of that land. Because God says, "I'm going to give you the land," which meant all they needed to do was reach up and receive the land. That's how they were going to take it. And in that taking, they would possess it, they would occupy it, it would become theirs. But instead, 10 came back with a report that the giants were too great. See, they had suffered great trauma in the trauma of Egypt, and it had overwhelmed them to the point that here we find them, God's trying to give them the greater thing, the bigger thing. He's trying to give them doors of destiny, and what do? They say, "This is too great. The giants are too intense. And God, I don't believe you." But there were two men who felt differently. The word says that Caleb, there was Joshua and Caleb. And Caleb, the word tells us, has a different spirit about him. That was a different ruach. On the inside of him, he could see the goodness and the greatness of God. So both Joshua and Caleb, they ripped their clothes. They were like, "What are you saying? This is not right. For God said that he would give us the land. And basically, we've lost our minds." And so I just want to encourage you today, because God is bringing you into a place of destiny. It is divine destiny. He is stepping you into a time of promotion. The doors of destiny are opening for you, but you need to change your thinking because it's time to put on your faith. It's time to forge in faith right now so that you can take the land that God has positioned you to possess. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. See, if God's bringing us into promotion August 1st through the 15th, and that is on the 8th month on the Gregorian calendar, which is the month of August. All right. So August is a time where it is new beginnings. There's rapid acceleration through the 1st and the 15th of the month. Now, the 9th of Av is the day of August 3rd this year. And that is at the beginning of this promotion time. So that's actually really good news because that means we're going to step into the fullness right after that. And so that means that there is going to be this this time of acceleration. These doors are going to start to fling open for you, but you've got to have the faith to go through them. You cannot see with small eyes for what it is that God is bringing you into. Come on, I'm here to pump you up in your faith and tell you that what God has for you is so great and it's so amazing and it's a new level. You're going from faith to faith. You're going from glory to glory. And what pleases God is faith. We cannot please him if we do not have faith. And I actually want to read that to you right now. There's multiple scriptures on what pleases God and what doesn't, but we know faith is a main factor of that. So Romans chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Whew, hallelujah. So let's break this down a little bit. What God is saying is, listen, his righteousness is imputed to us when we have faith in his goodness. All right. Now you need his grace to increase your faith, but when you rest in knowing that you have the unmerited favor of God, not because you do good things or even because you see right, because in the case of the 10 spies, they did not see right. Okay. And many times we don't see right. The Egyptians didn't see right, right? The Israelites didn't see right when they were in Egypt, right? The Egyptians worshiped other gods. The Israelites, they attempted to stand firm in worshiping God, but they were surrounded by false idols. And so when they exited Egypt, God gave them the gold and the silver. But when the going got tough, what happened? They still saw themselves as small, and they could not step into the fullness of the faith that was available to them in believing that God was good and that he was a miraculous God. He'd done all these miracles, all these signs and wonders, and he brought them to the base of Mount Sinai to give them their identity. And they still questioned in their moment of waiting. So we are fragile people and we can easily go backwards. But God is saying, stop, take a pause, because you're coming into August. You're coming into the Hebrew month of Av, which means Menachem Av. I'm God, your comforter. That's what that means. Menachem Av, Father God, our comforter. So it's a time where God comforts us from the afflictions of between the straits, between Tammuz 17, which is July 13th, and on August 3rd, which is the 9th of Av. So there is this time that we're coming into where God comforts us and increases our faith. Now listen, God has written in the scrolls of destiny things about where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing for the remainder of the year. And the acceleration time is here. And so he needs you to have enough faith to step into your promotion. Come on, somebody help me here. You need to have enough faith to step into your promotion. So it says here that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith. And what does that word faith mean? Okay, well, in the Hebrew, it's the word, I'm sorry, in the Greek, it's the word pistis. It means a moral conviction, a truthfulness about God. It means reliance upon Christ for salvation, or an assurance, a belief in who God is. Come on, who do you believe God is? Do you believe God is a great God? Do you believe that he loves you? Do you believe that he's justice? Do you believe that he's mercy? Do you believe that he's holy and pure? Do you believe that he wants good for you? Or do you not believe that? And so the Israelites, when they were invited on the 9th of Av to come over into the promised land and spy it out. In their distress, they did not believe God was good enough. How do we know that? Because when they came back, they said, the giants are greater than our God. Somebody help me in this place. Are you saying that your problems, your circumstances, your situations are greater than God? Is that what you're saying? I hope you're not saying that. I hope that you believe that your God is greater than all that you are going through right now. And see, God is offering you a promised land. He's offering you a door of destiny. He's saying, I'm bringing you into your promise. And this is a time of promotion, August 1st through the 15th. And so God says, how much faith do you have? And so here, it says that we, the people of God, are called righteous when we rely on God, when we have an assurance that he is as good as he says he is. Now listen, grace, God's unmerited favor upon your life when you were a sinner, when you needed salvation, when you were in the pit of your life, God's grace touched you and you found out that he was worthy. That same level of worth, that he was so worthy and so loving that he would pull you out of your pit to bring you into a place of freedom. That's the same God who says, this is your destiny and I want you to step into it. This is your time of promotion. Grab it by the reins. God says, I want you to possess the land for which I'm bringing you into. And God says, I'm giving you this land. Come on. He's the greatest God on the planet. If he says he's going to give it, then we just got to step into it. So this word says that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So faith is not one moment. It's a realm. Faith is a lifestyle. Faith is where we tap into the next level revelation of the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, the purity of God. When we tap into that and that God is for us and not against us, then we have the power to step into the promise that God is calling us into. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody today. See, God is positioning you to know him at another level. And these doors of opportunity are going to open and you've got to go from faith to faith. See, the faith that you had yesterday, the faith that you had last year, it ain't going to cut it for the faith that you need in August 1st through 15th of this year. See, God says, I need you to step in with a new level of faith. So it's faith to faith. And then he says, the just shall live by faith. Are we the just? We who believe in Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We've been saved from the pits of hell. We've been saved from death. We've been saved from the grave. We have been given overcoming power. We have been repositioned as the sons and daughters of the King, a royal priesthood and holy nation. We are the just. He says, the just shall live by faith. So what does that mean? That word in the Greek is dikaios. It means that we are the innocent that have the self-evidence and a revelation that shows what God, who God is and where God is taking us. Come on. That's what just means. See, just is like a part of our identity. So that word, dikaios, is broken down to another Greek word, DK. Which means we have self-evident truth. There's decisions that have been made that reveal we are indeed just and righteous. That's also broken down to another Greek word called dikaiou. It means that we show the revelation of being just. So the just shall live by faith. So what's our responsibility? Our responsibility as the just is to live by faith. See, your faith is not a moment. It's a lifestyle. Your faith is a determination of what you believe to be true about God. And it's the only thing that's going to carry you during this time. See, the promotion that God has given you, it's too big for you to do it on your own. Just like the land that God was asking the Israelites to spy out was too big. Right? Whoa. It revealed so much of God. It was a revelation of God they could not grab their hands around because they didn't have the identity to take the land. Because when they were faced with the giant, they retreated. Come on. Do you have the identity to take the land that God is positioning you to take? Or do you still see yourself like a grasshopper? Do you still see yourself as small? Come on. If we're going to make the change in the earth today, we've got to see ourselves as God sees us. He's a big God, and he's positioned us as being seated with him in heavenly places. We are seated next to Jesus Christ in the heavenlies, who's next to Father God, they're expecting a bride that can commune with them on the same level. They're not expecting children. They're expecting those that know who they are to come forth and to take the land. Come on. I'm pumping up somebody right now because, listen, the promotion that God has for you, you've been praying about, you've been asking for. Why? Because he already wrote it in the scrolls of destiny about you. This was ordained before any one of your days came to be. And so you see it. You've been asking God for it. And guess what? Now it's here. Are you going to retreat or are you going to go forth? Are you going to forge ahead in faith? Come on. I hope you're watching this right now and you're sharing it with a friend and you're going, you know what, Candace, I'm going to forge ahead in faith. See, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me by. Come on, right now. See, God is giving somebody a brand new job. God is giving somebody creative ideas. There's a book idea that's out there. There's some paintings that are out there. There's some new worship that's coming forth. New psalmists are coming forth. Come on. There's new business ideas. There's new financial endeavors that are coming. Do you have the eyes to see that God is good and he's inviting you to come to this land? He's inviting you to come to a place where he doesn't see the giants. And he doesn't want you to see the giants. He wants your eyes on him so all you see is him. And you forget all about the giants, and you forget all about whether or not you feel like a grasshopper, and instead you step into the fullness of the destiny that God has called you to. So I'm excited to share with you, we're coming into Menachemov, and we are stamping into the time of promotion. God is your comforter. God has redeemed you. God has written in the scrolls of destiny a good story about you, and the story is beautiful. And all things become beautiful in his time. What do you have to fear? Do not see small at this time. Now, let me just tell you about some of the things that the enemy's going to try and do. He's going to try and put fear on you. Come on, God already showed me this last week, all right? He showed me about the fear that's coming. But listen, if you have wounds in your soul, you're going to see small because you're going to see through your wounds, all right? The trauma wounds can speak loudly. You can say, but wait, what about this? And I'm not sure if God was with me on this thing. And what about that thing, Candace? And I'm feeling really weak right now. Okay, confess your weakness. Confess your fear. Confess your shame. Confess your guilt. Get it out of the way so that you can put on his righteousness because his righteous ones live by faith. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. And see, God is calling you to be representative of the just who live by faith. You're going from faith to faith. See, people say, what's this all about, Candace? It's about believing in a bigger God, one that can overcome all things and has chosen us to be with him in the overcoming. See, he's given you everything you need so that you can be the just that lives by faith, representing his righteousness in the earth, because he's giving you his righteousness based on faith, not your good works, but on faith and faith alone. If you can keep your faith high, you can take the land. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. See, God says, listen, I got a great plan for you, but it's going to require a lot of faith. Who's ready to put on the faith right now? I need some people to come into a place of confession. I need you to say, Candace, listen, I'm trying to see big, but I'm having difficulty doing it. And listen, just humble yourself before God right now and say, Father, forgive me because my faith is this small. And listen, that's okay because he said the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. What that means is if you can just come with a little bit, he's going to multiply it so it becomes big enough that the miracle takes place. But the first thing is the confession. Say, Lord, I feel like you let me down in this area. I feel like I don't have enough provision for the vision. I feel like my relationships are falling apart. I feel like my business is under instead of over. Come on, you need to start confessing right now because that thing is preventing you from stepping into your promise. Promotion is here and it's time to confess and repent. Repent of your fear of moving forward. Repent of any guilt that you're carrying. Repent of any shame. Repent of any anger. Repent of any unforgiveness. Come on, right now, I need you to be doing that. Repent of manipulation. You can't manipulate the promise that God has for you. It's already your promise. Control. Confess any type of control issues that you have. Like you want to try and control it. You can't control your destiny. Come on, you can only have enough faith to believe that you and God are going to carry it out.
Come on. He wrote it before the foundation of the world. Let the manipulation go. Let the control go. Let the fear go in the mighty name of Yeshua. Come on. Somebody share this video with a friend right now. Because see, your fear, your shame, your guilt is holding you back from stepping into the promise. Now listen, the Jewish people will mourn all day. It's called Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av. They will mourn all day. Why? Because when God offered them the good land, they only saw themselves, but not the greatness of God. You don't want to be that person. Not when he says, I'm already telling you your promotion is August 1st through the 15th. Come on, we cannot get any easier than this. God says, listen, I've already called you, anointed you, appointed you, and now I'm promoting you to next levels of what? Of faith to take the land. The promotion for your destiny has been written, but you must have the faith to enter it. Now, I talked to you about this in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. If you don't yet have this, you need to go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. If you're in the United States, grab a hold of it now. I've got additional teachings that will go with it. If you're out of the country, you can get this on Amazon in almost every nation that you're in. It will also come on Kindle. You can also get it in all the other major booksellers that are in your country. And we're going to have it translated in multiple languages. But for right now, all we've got is English. So I'm encouraging you, every day there's a prophetic revelation. You can walk through your promotion time with me in the month of Av, right here in this book. So grab a copy of that. So God is saying, listen, don't make the same mistakes the Israelites did on Tisha B'Av. God says, remember me as the good God. And listen, if you read the passages in Numbers 13 and 14, you're going to find that God's heart was broken. God's heart was broken because only two men came back with a good report. The rest, it says, had an evil report. Why? Because they were evilly speaking against the power of their God. See, we just say, well, they just brought back a report that the land was good and the giants were big. How does that harm God? Because God said he was going to give them the land. So if God says, I'm going to give you the land, and you come back with an evil report, you're coming back with an evil report about God. That's exactly what they did. They came back with an evil report about God. And I'm here to tell you, there does not need to be any evil reporting coming back to God that you chose not to take the land because you were living in too much fear, shame, and anxiety. Right now, I break that off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Any past patterns of manipulation, control, and unforgiveness right now. Full on anger right now. Excuses, I don't have enough money. I'm physically not able. Come on, we're going to stop the excuses right now in the name of Jesus. That's an evil report. And that says that God's not big enough. And we're going to break that chain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for freedom for my friend right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That as they confess these roadblocks, as they confess having small eyes, listen, the small eyes, you want to have big eyes, big eyes. See, it's faith that moves the mountains, and God is going to meet you. But your faith is not in yourself. It's not in what you have. Your faith is in who he is and what he said. See, if he says it, he's going to do it. And he told them, I want to give you the land. But instead, they allowed everything that was right in front of them. Remember, I talked to you last week, whatever's in front of your hand right here, this part is rules you. You can't. You got to look beyond the hand. The hand is stopping you. Anything in this area saying, oh, Candace, it's too much. You don't even know. No, I break those lies and excuses off of you right now in the name of Jesus. God is calling you to promotion August 1st through the 15th, and it is time to let this go in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, I have enough faith for you. Let your faith match my faith for you. God is doing great things in the earth. This Hebrew year 5785 was a year of overwhelming grace. His grace poured in upon us in so many ways. In so many nations, God revealed his grace and his love and his perfection and his beauty, and that he had called his people to arise and be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And so in rising, in the faith that you had for that, have the faith for the next thing that God is calling you to. Now, let me give you some homework. I want you to write down what the promise is. Come on, write it down. Write down the promise. Then write down everything that you think is a blockade against the promise. Then look at every blockade right there, and I want you to confess that you think it's a blockade. But we're going to say, nope, Rip it up. It is no longer a blockade. Because if God says he's going to do it, then who's going to do it? God's going to do it. And what's he going to do? He's carrying you in to the promised land. Listen, I'm getting really excited right now because God has a great plan for you. He's raising you up. He's anointing you and appointing you to step in to the victory that he has already declared that you have. The just will live by faith. So this is a time the doors of destiny are being flung wide open, but it's our responsibility to step in to the destiny that God has for us. How? In faith, and faith alone. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If something is not done in faith, it's considered to be a sin. See, faith is the currency of the kingdom of heaven. Faith is all you need to have when you've got nothing in your pocketbook. Faith is all you need to have when you see yourself as a grasshopper because God is bigger. Faith in what? Faith in who he is, not in who you are, not in your resources, and not in what you think is valuable, but in what he says is valuable and who he is. Come on, I'm getting excited in this place right now. Listen, I just want to encourage you. You're on the cusp of your destiny, and all you have to do is flip the faith switch, and it's going to happen for you. August 1st through the 15th, in the month of Av, Menachem Av, God our Comforter. Listen, he's comforting them. Why? He's comforting us. Why? Because he knows that we'll make choices that are not in line with faith, and that will stop us from stepping into our destiny. I don't want that for you. God doesn't want that for you. He's got greater things in store for you. And so together, we're going to step in to the new that God has for us. I'm with you. Come on right now. Listen, reach out to me. Go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. Email me, info@CandiceSmithman.com, and begin your journey of faith. If you would like to become a biblical life coach, our Dream Inner Transformational Life Coaching Institute is taking new biblical life coaches, transformational life coaches. Listen, are you called to help others? I hope you're saying yes, Candace, I am, because everybody's called to help another person, especially if you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're a fivefold ministry leader. Maybe you're a small group leader. Maybe you like to teach and share. Maybe you're an evangelist that wants to carry the gospel message at new levels and next levels. Maybe you want to start a kingdom coaching business because you want to coach others just like I'm coaching you. If that's you, go to dreamenters.org and sign up today for our soul transformation class. Get your soul healed so you can step in and then work with others that they might receive their healing. Step in to understanding your mantle. Step into understanding what are the determinants for destiny. What are spiritual strategies that will help us get over blockades? Come on. What are the spiritual disciplines that we can help people work with so that they can have their healing? Listen, there's so much that we want to share with you. Go to dreamenters.org, get signed up today so that we can get you a biblical life coach, not only for yourself personally, but so that you can be credentialed and start your own kingdom coaching business. Come on, this is awesome right now. All right, and then I want to invite you to join my live free Ascend call. Once a month, I do this call. We have tons of people come on the line from all the nations, and I want to see you there. It's free, but you need to have a Zoom link to join. It's on August 12th, Tuesday, August 12th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. So all you got to do is click the link and you can sign up today, and we will get you, click this link below, and we will get you the Zoom link so you can join in on Tuesday, August 12th. All right, share this with a friend. Somebody needs to get pumped up. Somebody needs to forge into their faith. Somebody needs to step through the doors of destiny. It is your time of promotion, and God is calling you to be just and live by faith. All right, I'll see you next week. Be blessed.